Weiter in Shas, we are in Maseches Menachos, Daf Samech Tes. Picking up on Samech Tes, Samech Tes, by the quarter, lower quarter, lower third of the page. Last one line is Pil, it's the whole Simen Shtickle. Say there, Hanotza Geili Pil Simen. Okay, here we go. Boy, remember, Chamas, yes, a series of questions. Shtei Alechem, Maushetu, Shalok, Kisidron. Right, we had said in the Mishnah that no carbon can be made from the new crop before the shtei lechem are brought. So now you want to know is that the shtei lechem mao sheyatiru below shelo kesidron, and that is that let's say the shtei lechem they come to a new crop before the omer does. What is going to be the din? Will now the shtei lechem matir the new crop for use in the base of mikdash if it's not out of order? What's the case? Let's say the kids, he planted the grain between the time of the Omer and the time of the Shtei Alechem. And then the Shtei Alechem of this year and the Omer of the following year passed over them. They pass by. My, what's going to be the din? Kisidron Sharyon, Shlo Kisidron Lo Sharyon. Do we say that the Shtei Alechem are going to matter the new grain for use in the Beit HaMikdash, only when they come to them in the usual order, meaning after the Omer, but they're not going to mat to them when they come out of order. Or Dilma Shaluk Sidron Nami Shayon. Or maybe they're going to mat to the new grain even out of order. So the Gemara Rabbatashima. Pasuk says, Vim Takrim Mincha Bikurim. Minchas Bikurim. It says, when you bring a mincha of the first grain to Hashem, you should offer the mincha of your first grain. B'minchas HaOmer Kosev Medaver. The pasuk's talking about the Minchas HaOmer. Mehecha Me, right, because the Omer is the carbon brought at that time when the grain ripens. Mehechan Ba. Now, from what type of grain is it brought? Minasaorim, from barley. Atom Minasaorim, Ainola Minachitim. It comes from Saorim, maybe it's only Chitim. And now, in that case, Rabbi Lezer Omer, it comes and he says, let me learn from Gezer Shav, a number of Aviv Mitzrayim, a number of Aviv Lidoros. Ma Aviv HaOmer, right, with Mitzrayim, we know he's the Lashon of Aviv, connected to Barad, hail. The number Aviv Lidoros, and also says it by the Omer. Ma Aviv HaOmer Mitzrayim, Saorim was talking about barley, right, destroying the barley, Av Aviv HaOmer Lidoros, so that's as well. Rabbi Kiva HaOmer, if it says, no, I'll tell you the source, let me know, the Omer comes from the barley. Matzini yachid shemivi chavasa minachitim, chavasa minasa oren. Fitzibar shemivi chavasa minachitim, yivichasa minasa oren. Vima ta Omer ba minachitim, if you want to say that the Omer comes from wheat, let me see the tzibar shemivi chavasa minasa oren, we don't have that. Davar acher, another source, ima ta Omer, im Ata Omer ba minachitim ein shtei alechem bikurim. It's coming about shtei alechem and not the first carbon that's being brought. So it must be that the Omer is brought from barley, making the shtei alechem the first wheat offering that's brought from the new crop. Avimi said the shtei alechem shlo kesidron shayin. If you want to say out of order, it's going to work. We can find a way for shtei alechem to be the first brought of the new wheat crop, even though the Omer is also brought from wheat. How so? The mark of Omer mehanach da shrush. The Omer is offered from those wheat plants that took root. Kodem l'shtei alechem uvasa Omer d'ashtakat. Before the shtei alechem, but after the Omer of last year. L'shtei alechem mehanach d'ashtrush, while this year's shtei alechem is brought from those wheat plants that took root. Kodem l'omer d'ashto uvasa shtei alechem d'ashtakat. Before this year's Omer, but after the shtei alechem of the previous year. So it comes out that it makes sense. It's feasible to say that both the Omer and the Shtei Alechem can be brought from wheat, and for the Shtei Alechem to still be considered the first offering. This would go against the Rabbi Akiva's second raya that the Omer has to be brought from barley, not wheat. And therefore, we see Rabbi Akiva's proof that the Shtei Alechem cannot permit grain for the Beis HaMikdash out of order. This says Gemara. Really? You think that's a good raya? Be sovereign. Do you think that when we say in the Bryce that the Shtei Alechem must be brought as the first carbon? Beep, turn the page, someone to someone else. Bikurim the perakamirinan? We mean a first offering in reference to the produce they're coming to matir? The Mizbeach kamirinan, we're talking about the Mizbeach. Vaha achila Mizbeach mi peri da hashata. And the Kishabar earlier, the Mizbeach already took some of this year's stuff by the time the Shtei Alechem are brought. So even if the Shtei Alechem can matir, can matter out of order, there's still no case in which there can be the first offering if the Omer comes from wheat. Question number two. Here we go. Bayramarichama, Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Alechem, Hanotza, Shar Yon. Do they matter fruit for Bikurim from the point of Hanotza? Oh, Chanata, Sharon. It's from the point of Chanata. These are early parts of when the fruit comes out. Chanata is afterwards, later. Hanatsa is first, and then you have Chanata. My Hanatsa, my Chanata, what are these? Elaim Hanatsa, the pair of Chanata, the pair. If you want to say the second one, Hanatsa, the fruit, and the Chanata, the fruit. Can't be, because Hasta, Shrasha, Sharif. If the carpenter is going to matter for the base of Migdash, stuff that just took root in the case of grain, Hanatsa, Chanata, Rebari, then obviously it's going to be already in that case, it's going to be good. It's already later state. Allah not said to Allah, the Chanata to Allah, I must be talking about. The question is about the Hanatsa of a leaf and the Chanata of a leaf, which comes before the fruit comes out. The question is, Miavi ki hashrasha. Is the Hanatsa of a fruit's leaf compared to the grain being mashrish, like coming, taking root? And therefore, it's enough for the Shtei Lechem to take effect on it and make its fruit permissible for the Beit HaMikdash, or no. Or do not compare it to that, and therefore fruit would not become into the Beit HaMikdash unless its leaf came out into the point of Chanata before the Shtei Lechem was brought. And for the Gemara, Teku. Yeah. By Rava, Rava comes to us another quest. By Rav Chanan, Chitin, Shazarin, Bekarka. Let's say wheat kernels that are planted in the ground. Omer matira no in omer matira. Does omer matir them or not? To live in hechidam idashrish. You want to say or take root and tanidim. We all learned in the mishnah. Idalo ashrish. Right. And what are you talking about? That of course it's we dealt with that. And if it's not, then the kernels didn't yet take root. Then tanidim. We also learned about the mishnah. The time until the mishnah coming up. Emish we should call them the omer matira. Rim lav asur natshiyava omer aba. So what's your question? Lo tzricha, so what are we talking about? The chatzdinu, the zareinu, kodum laomer. We're talking about where we planted kernels, except, what are we talking about? We're talking about the case where one harvested the kernels and planted them before the omer. The asa omer v'chalav alayim, the omer came and passed over them while they were in the ground, but before they took root. Kami b'ayili, you want to know. What's the din about taking the kernels out of the ground before they take root and just eating them? So says Gemara, Kamada Shadyag Bechada Dami, are they considered like these kernels are planted like they're like thrown into a container, shooting Omer? Therefore, the Omer is going to be mad to them because since the kernels placed in the ground didn't take root, maybe they're just like in a container, and therefore the Omer is going to be mad to them. Become to the omer by planting them. The omer is not going to matter them. Not only that, but what would be the din of yeshlam ono, inlam ono? Are the planted kernels the default of the category of ono? They now charge something more than a sixth, right? So we learn above metzia ino ono the karkos. Which says is it yeshlam ono, inlam ono? Is it because it's karka, so it's different? No, no, no. What's the case? If you say that the seller said to the buyer, I throw six cores of grain into the field and I'm selling you that grain. They came and said that he only put five cores of grain into the field. Can't be. Because Rava said, even when the amount of the of this ona is less than the amount of a sixth, it's returned. It's no good, the sale. So therefore, if the seller planted less grain than he claimed, the sale is going to be void whether planted grain is treated as metalplin or as karka. So it says the Gemara, Ella, what are we talking about? Amalei, Shaddai ba kidabayla. Talking about the case, he said, I threw into the field as much grain as it needs to give you a full, you know, full yield of crop. They didn't throw enough of there. Since the seller never said in this case any specific amount, then it falls into the category of ona. Yesh lahem ona, so are these planted kernels that didn't become, they weren't now mashish yet. Did they fall into ona? The command the shadya bekadadami, because it looked like they threw into a container, and therefore, there's ona. Odoma batilga bikarka, and therefore there's no ona because there's no ona when it comes to the karka. The spayim, okay, we leave that as a question, we're not up done yet. The spayim alayma and the spayim alayim. Does one take a swear about them or does one not swear about them? Because land doesn't fall into the category of shavuos, right? So you have only yeah. You never put this land. So, is it considered like it's metatlin? If it is boiling, you can swear them. Dilma batil who have gavar who come a karak dama vinish boiling leim. Answer the Gemara to all these questions. Take next. Why are we rechama? Chidin shabiglale bakar. Ah, the good stuff. Chidin wheat kernels are found in the glal of bakar, the excrement of bakar. Usarin shabiglal behem, where you have barley in that of bakar. Ma, what's going to be the din? Lemai. Now, what are you asking about here? If you want to say it's in reference to becoming Tamei with Tumas Ochlim, Tanina Chid and Shebeglal Lebakosur and Shebeglal Lebehema, Chishavalem Lachila, if all they're still in it, when I had in mind to put them for people to eat from it, they're not going to be metamei tumcha ochlin. Having a mind for them to be eaten isn't enough to consider them, you know, food. Therefore, if they touch the source of tumah, that can become tummy. Licked on lachila, but if you collected them from chila metamei, then metamei tumas ochlin. Then they fall into the category of tumas ochlin. So the Bryce said that the tumah rule for such kernels, you could not have been asking about that. Ela menachos must be asking a question about menachos. The can this grain be used in a mincha? It can't be. Pshita de lo. Hakriveu no b'sechasecha. Hayirtzucha. Hayirtzucha. Hayisah panecha. Famous part comes out many, many times in Shas. And that is, present it if you want to the governor. Would he be pleased with your show you favor? You wouldn't even give this to a person. You'd give it to Melech Basam Tam. You wouldn't give it to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's nasty. Lo tzricha dinaktinu v'zarinu. We're talking about you took and you replanted. Now he wants to bring menachos from them, from those grain that grew from those kernels. My, what's going to be the din? Mishum de me'isusa. What do we say? Because the chest in Mignasi, they came from the poo of the animal. They came into zarinu as dumb misusayu. But once you plant them, then it's already gone. Therefore, the stuff that goes to them, what they use is mincha. Adum mishum kichishusahu. Or maybe the reason grain found in this animal stuff is not considered food is because it's a lower quality, because it went through the animals, got digested. The hastin nam, because here too is considered like a lower quality. Teku, we leave that unanswered. Ba'irama barchama pil shebalak fifa mitzvahs. If an elephant swallowed a basket made out of palm fibers, v'hikiu derech bisarei, and then it made it out. Ma, what's going to be the din? Lamai, in reference to what? Ilam lemiftal tumas, if you want to say nullifying its tumah, if a kli that became tame loses its tumah if it's no longer a kli. So tanimi, I learned this in a mishten kelim. Kol kelim yaratam lidei tumas and machshava. They go through, they all kelim go into their tumah through thought. It's not mekabel tumah until it's been fully fashioned, fully complete. If it didn't get finished, that's not going to be mekabel tumah. So it's telling us that, but once you have like a thought that you're done with it, it's mekabel tumah. Ve'ein olami tumas ela bishina maisa. But they don't get out of tumah. Let's say you do a shina maisa. You can't then say, oh, it's no longer clean, I'm not done. So if you have a thing you thought in your mind it's done, then it becomes tummy. You can't say, oh, I'm not done. You have to do a maisa break in or something like that. So since the basket came out intact and didn't have any change from its form, that when it was swallowed, therefore it remains tummy. Rabbi Chaim therefore could not be talking about that question. So lo tzricha dabala hutzin v'avdinu kfifa mitzvahs. We're talking about a case where the elephant swallowed fibers of palm fibers. It came out intact afterwards, at the end of the process. And then he made them into a palm fiber basket. Miyava equal. Is this that it went through considered equal? Havalei. And therefore this basket. Beep, turn that page. Someone touched my face. Kikli glolim, kikli adama. It's like kelim that are made out of poop, or it's made out of mud. Vim ekam tumma, nam ekam tumma, damar mar, because we know we learned kelim, kli avanim, kli glolim, kli adama, and ekam tumma, kim ekam tumma, v'lomi divri Torah, lomi divri Torah, v'lomi divri Sofa, not deresa or derabanan. So this palm fibers that went through the animals considered digested, a basket made out of it would be considered like poop, and therefore it's not ekam tumma. Then we'll lo have ekol, it's not considered ekol like digested, and therefore it's something made out of it, it's like something else, any type of kli that's made out of that, and it can be ekam tumma. Okay, tifshut lai, mihada amar ula mishomar b'shim b'ayol tzadak. Let's take a look and see from something that they said. Maisa, story time. Story time. Bola ze'evim shnei tinokos be'evra yardin. There were these wolves that swallowed two babies, evra yardin.
and then they made them out afterwards. And came out whole. But my slips of chum, tears of basar. They said that this basar, this of the babies, are tahor. See, whatever comes out of it's considered like just like clay glolim. And therefore it's payer. So they said that it's not going to be makabal. It's not something which passes over tumah. It's not making tumah. Says Gemara, you can't bring a raya from there. Why? Because, right, so we see from here clearly, haviko. Says no, not a raya. Shiny basar drachik. You can't see from basar. And now compare it to palm fiber because basar is very soft. So if when it goes through it, it becomes actual excrement. Palm fiber is a very tough thing, and therefore, if it goes through, it can retain its status. Let's learn from the Seifel. And they declare the bones tame. The Chum didn't consider the bones to become legally digested, and they considered like excrement. They hold on to their status, and therefore, they continue to give over tuma. Come out over here that the hard parts of the part are not considered like poop when they come out. We say the same thing with the palm fiber. It's not doesn't become excrement by coming through the thing. So it's going out of rye. Shiny, it's almost like kushy tvei. No, they're very hard. So the question is, what about the middle state of the palm fibers? By Rav Zera, So we don't have an answer from that. By Rav Zera, chitin shared above him, wheat kernels that came down from the clouds with the rain. And when the clouds took up the water, they all took up, there was a ship of wheat that came and passed over the land. The wheat then fell to the ground with the rain. So wheat kernels that came from the clouds. Now, what's going to be the din? Lamai. What are we talking about? Elam menachos. We're talking about in terms of menachos. Am I low? Why can't you use it? What's the big deal? It doesn't go down in its quality by going there. Elo shtei alechem. This question is about the shtei alechem. My, what's going to be the status? Mi moshvo seichem amurachmana. The pasuk says in the Torah that the shtei alechem has got to be mi moshvo seichem from your dwelling places. That's am Yisrael, chai Eretz Yisrael. Lafugi the chutzlarts coming to exclude chutzlarts to low. It can't be for shtei alechem. Over the avim shapidami, but it can become from the clouds. That's fine. But then maybe say moshvo seichem dafka. For filled the avim namilo. And it's going to be literally from that. Even though it came from the clouds, it cannot be used for the shtei alechem. In fact, the Gemara, mi ika kiyar gavna. Does this even happen? They should ask this question. That things are falling from the heavens like that. This is Gemara in Bar Adi Taya. There's a story about Bar Adi, the Taya, this Arab, that Nechisale Rum Kizba Chite Betlas Aparsi. Came from the clouds, a wheat of a Kizba. A Kizba high over an area of 3 Parsa. He got a lot of stuff falling from the skies. Yeah. Says Gemara. Back to the question of the Omer. Boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Shibol Shevim Shlish, Kodim Omer. You have a grain, an ear of grain that got to a third of its growth before the Omer is brought. Va'akra, and one uprooted it before the Omer. Ushalal Achar. And then you replant after the Omer. Vosifa, and it got even bigger. Ma, what's going to be then? Can we eat it before the next Omer or not? Basa Ekazim, and go after the root. If we can eat it. Vashari Omer, matted it. Adon Basa Tosefa says, Lina Va'achi of Omer Abad. We need the next Omer to be able to matter it. Let's answer this question. We're going to see that we go after the root. The root. If you have a young tree that was fell into the category of orla, and it was grafted onto an old tree. What pairs? And it, the young tree, had fruit on it at the time. Even if the fruit increased 200-fold after that, if you grafted it, it's going to be aser. So we see that regardless of the amount of the new stuff, the large fruit retains the status of the original one in which it grew. So you go by the shrit, from when it was after the rooting. If an onion was planted in a vineyard and it became aser's kilaim, and the vineyard was then uprooted and the onion continued to grow. I feel as if you add 200 to it, it's still going to be aser. See, also here, this enlarged fruit holds on the status of the original fruit from which it grew, no matter how much the new growth happens. He goofa kami boile. 1 second, but this itself, it is about this thing itself that he's asking. Mifshe pshita l'rabanan, it's pasha l'rabanan, the basa ekazin, go according to the ekar. Right? We go after the root. Lo shna l'kulo shna l'chumra. Maybe they're in Mesupak. We say that, but Lakula Lom Rinan wouldn't say it to be Mako. Teku. Or ends with a question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.